Okay, Roger. Yeah, I use SI5351s for a lot of weird clocky stuff like that. And I'm trying to remember the max track thing I did 4 or 5 years ago, and I built it on the bench, and I had it. I had a two-channel max track that I started with, and I took that little LED piece out, cut it out, put an OLED board in, and then took the speaker out, and that's where I stuck the encoder, so I had frequency agility. And I could do that all from the front panel, set offsets and everything, but I could not, I had to use the RSS to program the PL, so I was kind of fixed to whatever PL I had in from the last time.